Good morning and welcome to Daily Sabbath. Today we are joining our hearts and our spirits together in a service of Taizé worship. And just out of curiosity, how many of you have never participated in a Taizé service before? Okay, a lot of you. So let me give you a little bit of background. Taizé is an ecumenical monastic community in France. It is the site of global pilgrimage for people all over the world, mostly teenagers, if you can believe it or not. So every summer, thousands and thousands and thousands of teenagers from all around the world travel to the little monastic community in Taizé, France, where they join together in the study of scripture and participate in these chants that have emerged out of the monastic community that is there. So the monks that live in Taizé have written a lot of chants, and they have written them in a lot of different languages because of the global nature of the people that attend there. And when you're in residence at Taizé, you gather for prayer three or four times a day using these chants in a large chapel that they have that is expandable, ever expandable, by garage doors, raising up and opening yet another space for people to sit on the floor and pray. So in Taizé, all the prayers are typically done by people who are sitting on the floor, packed in really tight together. But the spirit of this style of worship is really repetitive. So that allows you to, you know, use your book to kind of get the melody and the lyrics for the chant, and then we'll do it over and over and over again until perhaps you can even set the book down and just allow the chant to come forth from your heart. For our service today, we will begin with a prayer written by Brother Roger, who is one of the founders of the Taizé community, and then we will do two chants, and then a reading from the Psalms, and then two more chants, and then a closing prayer also by Brother Roger. So I invite you to join in this service however it is that you need to today, and let the music be a blessing to your soul. Let us pray. Jesus, our peace, if our lips keep silence, our heart listens to you, and also speaks to you. And you say to each one of us, surrender yourself in all simplicity to the life of the Spirit. For this, the little bit of faith you have is enough. Amen. We will begin with chant number 5, Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord, my soul.
We will continue with chant number 11. A reading from Psalm 91. I will read the psalm three times, and I invite you, as I read it slowly each time, to listen for one word or phrase that calls out to you from God. And then we will observe a few minutes of silence after the readings. Psalm 91. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. We will continue with chant number 23. Our final chant is number 37.
Jesus, remember.
Let us pray. O Christ, you are united to every human being without exception. Still more, risen from the dead, you come to heal the secret wounds of our soul. And for each of us, there opens the gate of an infinite goodness of heart. Through such love, little by little, our hearts are changed. Amen. Go in peace. Thank you.